How should we pray in reluctance when we don't feel like praying? Regarding your question, I would say, but I have no idea, but I will tell you what I've read. Ignatiy Brinchaninov writes about this. I want to attract your attention to his words. He writes, when you have a full reluctance, when your heart is like a stone, moreover, it's not the question that the heart is like stone, but when the heart is against praying, I want this thing, but I know that it's a sin. But how can I pray in this case? And he writes, well, the most valuable, the most precious prayer is the prayer when he prays without any exercise of his heart. He prays only with his mind. But if the thought interferes, I mean the thought of a sin, and I have no power to resist this thought, well, it's necessary not to remember that, but we must pray, God bless me. And he says, if a man with the power of his mind prays, then God very soon, well, God gives him a wonder. God suddenly gives this man an impulse to his heart, and the heart becomes vivacious, that together with his mind goes to God. So the most precious prayer is not when my heart is burning. So at the table we are all friends, but a friend is known in trouble. And here, the faithfulness to God of a man is known not when our heart, our soul is burning, but when our soul is against. And here is the faithfulness to God. And here you need to show your faithfulness to God. God bless me. And it's very important to know that that's why we need to use this thing. We have to use this thing. When your heart is like a stone, is like ice, here we need to use this moment to show our faithfulness to God. I wish that we would do it this way always.